I would say this is one of the most devastating headlines for the month of February when we learned that there was a wrong-way crash on I-95. And it was in the early morning hours, Sunday, when a wrong-way driver was in West Haven and going the wrong direction, smashing into another car. And the three people in that car died and the wrong-way driver died. All of those victims are in their 20s from right here in Connecticut. This was a story that rocked so many of you, and for understandable reasons, not just because of this particular instance, but because it feels like over the past few years especially, wrong-way driving has become far too common in our state. But we do know that Connecticut is very focused on combating this issue, and they've already started to roll out different ways to try and stop this from continuing on. So we have Josh Morgan here from the Connecticut Department of Transportation, and we are checking in to see what programs have been put into place recently and if we're getting any results from them, if they're working. Josh, thank you for coming back on the show. Our listeners really are super focused on this for understandable reasons, so we appreciate your insight.
Yes. Good morning, Melissa.
Tell us, Josh, first of all, what are some things recently that Connecticut has rolled out to stop the wrong-way driver issues we've been seeing lately?
Yeah, what we're doing now and we're going to continue doing over the next couple years is installing new wrong-way detection systems on our ramps. What that would do is if a vehicle was detected entering the highway in the wrong direction, the wrong-way signs would actually flash with red LED lights. At the same time, our Highway Operations Center, the men and women who are watching the traffic cameras 24/7, 365, as well as Connecticut State Police, would receive an alert notification so they can try to find that vehicle on the cameras and also dispatch law enforcement to try to intercept that vehicle. So this is a program that we're rolling out. We've been working on it for the last year, and we're going to continue for the next couple of years because we have more than 200 ramps that we've identified as high risk that could benefit from this type of technology.
So if I'm quoting him correctly, we have a crime prevention expert who comes on the show every week, Jim Perez, and he said recently he was sitting in a meeting, I believe with Newington, where this technology has rolled out. And from looking at the surveillance footage, other than one car that later on said they purposely went that way, the wrong way down the ramp, because they were helping a disabled vehicle close by. Every single car that had been seen going the wrong way on this ramp in particular in Newington, apparently, did in fact turn around because of the flashing lights, because of the new signage, all of that. Are we finding that this is really effective? And if so, do we know if it's effective if the driver is impaired, drunk or drugged behind the wheel?
Yeah, so the second part of your question is we don't know. But to answer the first part, yes, we have seen the success of this technology. In December at about 3:30 in the morning, a vehicle tried to enter I-691 in Meriden in the wrong direction. We actually put that video on our DOT social media pages. The vehicle saw the light, stopped, did a K-turn, and exited the highway. And then our traffic cameras were able to monitor that vehicle to ensure that they got on the highway in the proper direction. We have another success story out of Southington on I-84 in January this year. So we're laser-focused on getting these ramps, getting this technology installed as quickly as we can. We have close to 30 already activated throughout Connecticut, and we'll have more than 100 online by the end of this year.
So again, we have Josh Morgan here, who is with the Connecticut Department of Transportation and wrong way drivers. We are seeing more and more of these instances, and certainly it happens mostly on our highways, but we've even seen them in our municipalities too sometimes. And I would think that the Vision Zero law that went into effect, and I know a lot of towns and cities are talking about some of those red light cameras going in their their towns. This would certainly also be something that it could help with, which are detecting wrong-way drivers. Going back to your answer to that second part of the question, which is impaired drivers, is it true, Josh, because I think this narrative gets wishy-washy a lot, the majority of the wrong-way crashes we have experienced in recent years here in Connecticut, didn't they happen because a driver was impaired?
You're absolutely right. The data shows us that virtually all of the drivers who are responsible, the ones traveling the wrong way on the highway, are found to be impaired by alcohol. If there are drugs or cannabis or other substances in their system, it is virtually always paired with alcohol and someone not only being over the legal limit, but sometimes twice or more over the legal limit. So these are incredibly dangerous and reckless behaviors that drivers are doing, and why it's so important that for anyone who gets behind the wheel, that they're paying attention, that they're looking for the signs, they're making sure it's not an off-ramp before they get on the highway, and certainly that they're driving sober.
So this is a tough one because it's kind of outside the jurisdiction, if you will, of the Connecticut Department of Transportation. I mean, Josh Morgan, you and your team, you can't go to every bar and cut people off. You can't go to these dispensaries where it is legal to buy recreational weed and say, hey, I know you just purchased that, but when you get behind the wheel, don't use it. This sort of comes down to personal responsibility. So yes, there are things that we could be doing with our roads, and I think Connecticut is trying to tackle that as best as possible and invest a lot of money, might I add, in that technology. But would you agree that some of this also comes down to personal responsibility? If you're going to get behind the wheel of a car, you need to think of other people. You have to think of the other drivers and the fact that one drink is one drink too many. And you can't take a hit of pot and think that you're the same driver as you were without it in your system.
You're 100% correct, Melissa. We actually have advertisements. We have informational cards in dispensaries around Connecticut reminding the public not to drive high, that driving high is DUI. We have coasters and window clings out in bars and restaurants talking about the consequences of getting arrested for DUI, let alone hurting yourself or killing somebody or yourself. So we do have that out in the world, but ultimately it comes down to that person who is going to make the choice to get behind the wheel and drive. The fact is, it is an absolute myth that people drive better if they're high, that they drive better if they've had a couple drinks. That is flat out wrong. The data, the research, the studies are very clear that even one drink can slow someone's ability to respond, can take their focus off the road. And we'll continue stressing the message that people need to take the responsibility seriously of getting behind the wheel. People are driving way too fast. And when it comes to wrong-way crashes, these are horrific, violent tragedies that are happening on our roadways. And they are totally preventable.
We are so glad to have Josh Morgan back on the show from Connecticut's Department of Transportation talking about wrong-way driving, which continues to be an issue. In fact, we hit record numbers, not in a good way, here in Connecticut in 2022. My understanding, Josh, is we didn't really do that much better in 2023, correct? Or I don't know. I guess I'd have to pull those numbers from state police, but I don't think we improved much.
It did get better just because of how horrible 2022 was. There was 23 deaths as a result of wrong-way driving in 2022. There were 7 last year, so it did get better. But after this weekend's crash, we're already at 7 wrong-way fatalities in Connecticut in 2024. So the numbers are not good. They're certainly heading in the wrong direction.
And I will say also, Josh, and of course you can correct me because you see this much more than we do here in the media, but just because they didn't end in fatalities, wrong-way incidents, I think, didn't really improve. So, yes, thank God we didn't lose as many lives to wrong-way crashes last year. But I believe we had high numbers again last year for actual wrong-way incidents.
Yeah, and state police have done a really excellent job. They've stopped several wrong-way drivers. We thank the public for calling 911 if they encounter a wrong-way driver. And, you know, people often ask us, like, what can we do? How can we keep ourselves safe, especially during those overnight hours when most of these crashes are happening? Stay right at night. For people who are driving, you know, after midnight, just stay in that right lane, stay in that slow lane. You know, don't try to floor it over in the left-hand lane. Just stay right. That gives yourself some extra room in case the wrong-way driver is heading your direction.
And we also learned in from our crime prevention expert that a lot of times when they are driving the wrong way, for whatever reason, they do end up being more in the middle or fast lane. That's they typically because they don't realize they're going the wrong direction a lot of the time. And they end up being more in the middle of the road all the way over. So the right lane also making a lot of sense for that. Josh Morgan, a question that I know you and I have talked about in the past, but I think it's been quite some time and we had a lot of the same inquiries earlier this week from listeners. One has to do with the on and off ramps and the DOT, why they don't put the spike strips. So if you're going the wrong direction, you would immediately have the tires popped. Why is that not something we're pursuing?
Yeah, several reasons. First, any device that is placed on our highways has to meet federal standards. Bike strips or tire puncture devices are not authorized by the federal DOT as an acceptable use on the highways, even on the on or off ramp. Outside of that, the research has shown, there is a study from the University of Arizona, that people will continue driving onto the highway even if their tires have been punctured by one of these devices. We also know that law enforcement or first responders may go up the ramp in the wrong direction to more quickly respond to a crash or a serious incident on the highway. Motorcycles would not be able to exit the highway given the spike strips or tire puncture devices. And also here in Connecticut with the leaves, the debris, the rocks, the things that are out on our roadway, there is just no confidence that those would actually retract fully into the roadway and could actually disable vehicles that are doing the right thing or getting off the highway in the right direction. So there's just a multitude of reasons of why it's just not practical. But what we are actually going to be looking at with the University of Connecticut are rumble strips.
I was
those
just going to ask
people
that.
Are likely familiar
that was my second
about
question.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to steal your question away from you, but you know this is could potentially be a promising technology for the listeners that don't know the rumble strips. A lot of times they're on the center yellow line on state and local roads. They're on the shoulders of the highways. Those are exactly what they sound like. They rumble your car. They provide that vibration, that cue that maybe you're drifting out of your lane. So what we're going to be looking at with UConn is how can we put those on the ends of off ramps. So if you're heading in the right direction, it's really not that noticeable, but if you're going in the wrong direction, it's really going to vibrate. It's really going to rumble your car. So again, just another clue. Maybe it's the visual signs, the flashing lights, but then also maybe the vibration of the car that could stop these wrong-way drivers.
I mean, and I'm only confessing this because I like to be transparent with my listeners and with the people who come on this show. I know for myself, I have a 5.5-year-old, and I'm very much against distracted driving, texting and driving. We don't even have the music on in our car. That's how lame I am as a mom. But there are times where I've definitely looked backwards because who knows what he's doing back there. And just that quick instant, if my car starts to, you know, lean and I hear the da-da-da-da-da-da, it freaks me out. I mean, right away freaks me out. And I would think that if you are impaired, it's something you don't expect. And it's a very jerky instance. It's not like you gradually hit, you just hit it and you immediately feel your car shake. And so I will be very curious to hear what comes out of that research. So if you have any updates, we would love to get those here on WACC, Josh.
Yeah, it's something that we're going to be testing this year and next year. Again, it was part of a wrong way bill that was introduced by the legislature, signed by the governor last session. So we're going to be committed to do our part to use technologies, look for innovative solutions to stop wrong way drivers, to reduce the number of injuries and crashes on our roadways. And we just really hope the drivers join us in this effort. If people were slowing down, if they were paying attention, if they were driving sober, our numbers would improve drastically.
Yeah, especially with the impaired driving. I know speeding's an issue, but my God, Oh, the impaired driving, it just kills me. Well, Josh, thank you so much. We always appreciate your insight, giving us the very latest from the DOT. And like I said, any updates, we would love to get them here on WICC. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you.
All right. Josh Morgan of the Connecticut Department of Transportation here talking wrong way crashes in Connecticut on WICC.